Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
The Saints alive would likely thrive if they could play at home, beneath the noisy ceiling of their reconstructed dome. The Colts of Indianapolis and late of Baltimore would not hear Peyton Manning's calls above the mighty roar that fans throughout the Superdome would send aloft together, while no one in the building had to think about the weather. But such is not the case, of course, and to the Saints' dismay, Miami is the venue where both teams will come to play. See, come to play might be cliche, but don't respond with sorrow until I say that for these teams there will be no tomorrow. Now you can wail and cry aloud that for the next 10 days you'll hear about the Super Bowl, predictions, bets, and praise for Manning, yes, and for Drew Brees, and for the brilliant men who've led their teams to glory's brink, as in the old days when such geniuses as Belichick, Lombardi, Welch, and Knoll achieved such fame they knew for whom the bell would likely toll. From now until the Super Bowl, the airwaves will be full of wise and not-so-wise predictions and a lot of bull. The papers, likewise, those remaining, will be weighing in, and not just on the question of which team will likely win. They'll tell you of the cousins, first and second, of the end, who'll only play if someone else is injured, and the friend who nearly knew the kicker when they lived in the same town, and how the safety's favorite color once was almost brown. I know, I'm guilty too. By writing this, I've sunk into the depths of foolishness, and by providing junk like this slow-limping doggerel, this less-than-super verse, I've mounted that bad wagon that is daily getting worse. But in the land of mad excess, where football is the king, and where the brightest jewelry is the Super Bowler's ring, a fellow who would write of any other game would be a laughingstock forever. I don't want that to be me.